honor, God, this praise is to you, Lord. You are a great God. You are love. You are life. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Would you just praise him a little bit more? Let's just get him higher here. He's a great God. He's done some great things for you and for me. That's right. Hallelujah. That's right. I thank you for it, Lord. Our hand clapping and our tears and our praise and our voices are not in vain. And they're not just out of rhetoric, God. This is truly from our hearts. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Pause in your very hurried pursuit to find the answer to your situation. I am giving you a stand still and see the salvation of the Lord message right now. You have been very anxious, very worried, very troubled to come up with the correct answer, and you have felt like you needed it and wanted it speedily. But if you will pause, you will be refreshed. If you will rest, I have a Sabbath blessing for you. For I have the answer and I have the timing of the answer already lined up and out. And so if you will just stop, stand still and look toward me, I am with you and I shall not leave you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. We receive it, Jesus. We receive it. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. That's right. Receive it right now. Receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, O God, for your spirit and for the gifts and for the way that you operate. I praise you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his spirit. It's here. And you may be seated. Within the last 2 to 3 weeks, and then just a little bit beyond that, there are a number of families, and I am not limiting this message to the things I will mention here at the beginning of the message or to those families that I've heard about, because I assume that there are more than what I have even been made aware of. But nonetheless, I would have to say a highly unusual number of individuals and families in our APC family who have been experiencing spiritual, emotional, and oppressive invasions and attacks against their lives, both naturally and spiritually. I will not name the individuals today because of sensitivity, of course. But I can tell you it involves family and marriage situations. It involves restraining and protective orders. In fact, I told somebody today, if we would try to guess this morning, you would probably have to notch up your guess about things that are occurring. Rape, kidnapping, and other things. The results, and I haven't named everything here, the results are a very high degree of stress, rage, pressure, emotional and spiritual strain. Those who are experiencing those kind of situations, I know the natural default setting in our human mind is to perhaps try to figure that out. But I feel an agreement of the Holy Ghost right now, and just whatever little I have already said, plus the Spirit of the Lord and the message that just came to us, I feel a total agreement in this congregation right now that we realize People that are enduring those things do not need people trying to figure out who is that and what is that. Is that the body? But we do need people trying to figure out, what can I do in the spirit realm? What day can I fast? How much more scripture can I read? What can I do through prayer to come alongside of our brothers and sisters? My goal today is not to preach a homiletical message. My goal today is to walk alongside the Lord, and He is in this room right now. And His Spirit is already touching individuals, touching our hearts, touching those who need that healing, and touching those who are trying to help those who are going through those kind of a situation. I want to talk first about dealing with what I'm going to call the seasons of age, and I'm talking about actual age now, chronological age in our life, and the attendant factors that come along with that for the individual themselves and for family members. I have a word for elders and seniors, and I know not all of them are able to get here to the house of God right now. I hope somebody can get them a CD, and if somebody wants to take a CD to them to hear this message, that will be fine. We will give that to you if it's for that purpose. Maybe somebody that is watching via the web. But here's my word to you. Go back to a basic premise. God is in control. And just apply that to your situation. He is in control. And I would say to our precious elders and seniors, when He says you've lived enough time here, He will take you. We just have that much trust in God. Because I have heard various people say, and I've heard this sometimes from those who I would call very young, but I've heard it more often from elders, I don't know why the Lord has left me here. I don't know why I am still around or why I am still here. I would tell you, ultimately and primarily, you are in the hands of God. And also, there's still a reason and a purpose for your life and for you to be yet alive. And I refuse and I also rebuke any spirit, and Elder, you got to do this with me, anything that would try to whisper to you otherwise or scream to you otherwise. But there is an attendant power of God in this room right now. And He is able to strengthen you so that you will be able to overcome no matter how much the enemy whispers or how much he screams at you. I would also add to family caregivers, children and grandchildren, or other friends and families. You, because of some of these age situations, have additional responsibilities that weigh upon you and that tax your energy, your time. There's no doubt that it taxes it. And by that I mean it calls for extra energy from you. And it calls for wisdom to be able to make decisions, because you're not only making them by yourself or for yourself, but you are making them and it affects the lives of others. But I must tell you what the Lord told me to tell you today. Come unto me, all you that labor. All you that are working hard and that are taxed and you feel weary or you feel fatigued in both body and emotion and spirit, come unto me, you that are heavy laden. You are, the word literally means overloaded. It refers to spiritual or emotional anxiety that has come. But not only does the Lord have healing for the physical, but the same Holy Ghost that is in this room is going to touch emotions today. And it is going to heal brokenness that has come because of some of this taxing. Some of you have spiritual and emotional pulled muscles and broken legs, or bowed down shoulders because of the weight that you have been called upon to carry. But there is a sustainer here this morning. And God wants to minister to every one of us and every one of these kind of situations, those I'm talking about and others. Take my yoke upon you. What Jesus knew is to come underneath that yoke, his yoke, that you were going to have to move closer to him. So the admonition is, draw closer to me. I don't know what that will look like in your life. But I feel a hunger in here. I feel it among the whole church. I feel it among the church worldwide. But draw closer to him, elder. Draw closer to him, family member. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Open yourself. Open your heart. Open your learning. Say, God, I can't figure this out by myself. I can't make these decisions by myself. But if we'll draw closer to him and we will open our heart and learn of him, he said, you shall find rest unto your... And everybody say that last word. You shall find rest unto your souls. You can be in the best of physical condition and have slept a full 8 or 9 hours, but still be taxed and weary. But that promise is, it's not just going to your physical body. It's going to your soul. I feel a refreshing to the souls of all of us that are here today. And God wants to touch us. We don't even have to pray for this. God wants to touch us down in the deep of us. He wants to touch us beyond our flesh. He will touch us there. In fact, I want to tell people that need a healing. I don't know if I have time to get back to it. There is a healing power in this place this morning. The presence of the Lord is here to heal sugar diabetes, a heart condition. He is able to heal any kind of structural in your framework, any bone, any tendon. Our Lord is a healer of every disease, no matter what it is. He is a great God. You'll find rest for your soul. The psalmist talks about how God gives rest from the days of adversity or the days of trouble and trial. And I know because of the weight that I sense in my own spirit that those kind of situations I talked about and others that I did not list today, those kind of things are weighing. They are some of the adversities that men and women in this room, young people and elders have faced. But God is able to give you rest in your day and in your time of adversity. He said in one place, if you would just hear my commandments, then you will have peace as a river. Just picture a flowing river that is feeding the sides and the banks and feeding the fields. And it's not rough and it's not rushing, but it is silently just flowing. It almost looks like glass. He said, that's the kind of a peace that I want to give you as you go through this situation. Paul said, lest I should be exalted above measure. Because of the abundance of revelation. In other words, all the blessings that God had given to him. He said, in the midst of all of that. And it sounds like he was saying, so God would keep my feet on the ground. So I would not get out of the way or my thinking I could accomplish any of this. He said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. I don't know what that was. And maybe because the word flesh is used, it might have been some kind of physical frailty. Could have been. It may not have been. It may have been emotional. He said, the messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me, to beat at me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And then he said, for this thing, this situation, I besought the Lord. In his case, it was 3 times. Some of you have prayed over and over and over again. It's not because you lack faith, but it's because you are so desperate for this healing to come, be it emotional or physical or whatever it is. He said, I sought the Lord 3 times that it would depart from me. And that's when he heard a voice from God. My grace is sufficient, said the Lord. It's sufficient for you and your situation. And the same way God spoke to Paul that day, he is speaking to this APC congregation this morning. Thank you, Lord, for letting me know and helping me to be able to know what you said. Here's what he says: my grace is sufficient for you. For what's happening is my strength is being heightened and is being made perfect in the midst of this time that you feel like you are so weak. But the grace of God is sufficient. The grace of God is able. Paul said, then gladly, I'm going to glory in my infirmities. In other words, I'll take it. I won't ask for more. I'm not a glutton for punishment when it comes to this kind of trial. But he said, I'm going to ask the Lord, and he's going to help me. I take pleasure in reproaches and necessities and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, your weakness is not your weakness. Your weakness is his strength. The struggle and the buffeting, it's real. I'm not trying to preach it away. It's there. But you are not weak in the Holy Ghost. You are not weak in your faith. But you are strong. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Because it's then I depend upon the strong one of Israel. I want us to pray right now. The title I've got on this message is Preach and Pray. I want us to pray right now for the types of situations that I've just mentioned. I want us to pray for elders and seniors. I want us to pray for caregivers. I want us to pray for the grace of God. So would you join me right now over this house? I'm asking that every heart and every voice, would you put your shoulder to the wheel of prayer right now and the wheel of faith? Lord, in your name, I pray for your grace. I pray for your, we're not praying for the removal of anything here, Lord, but we are praying for the grace to be sustained because of prolonged sicknesses, because of stressful situations due to decisions, financial and residential and any other kind of decision. I pray now, Lord, I apply your word today, and I ask for your grace, and you're a giver, God. You are full of mercy. Your grace is abundant. It is full. And I thank you for it now. Thank you, church, for praying. I feel an intensity. It doesn't have to be with volume, but I feel an energy in the spirit. That's it. Pray a little bit more. God, somebody's just coming across a threshold right here. Somebody is being sustained. Their wall is being strengthened, oh God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. We pray for grace. We pray for grace. We pray for grace. We pray for grace. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, church. And I just want to tell you that I believe in the sensitivity of the Holy Ghost. God is going to put something in hearts and lives today. And it's going to lodge something in your spirit. And you won't be able to get away from praying some of these prayers that we're going to try to pray in here today. There are those that need protection, that need peace, because of those kind of things and other things that have come into your life. Threats, impending dangers, maybe even attempts upon your life, and certainly attempts upon your spirit and your emotions and maybe your family. Here's what God had Isaiah to write, and he starts quoting God. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard? I think they had heard it, but God was saying, I want to remind you today, you have heard this, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. He doesn't ever get weary, and there is no searching. Doesn't mean people don't try to search, but they search and search and search, and when they think they've come up with God's last answer, he said, I've still got more for you. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. We are a candidate this morning if we feel faint or weary. And to them that have no might, left. I don't know if I can go through this another day, another week, another season, another month. To those that have no might, he increases their strength. Here's why that is important to have happen. Because even the youths, the young shall faint and be weary. And young shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord. Somebody, if you'll say in your heart and your spirit today, I'm going to wait upon the Lord. You shall renew your strength. You will mount up with wings like an eagle to fly above and fly with, not against the wind, but that wind that was trying to buffet you in a lower place is going to be the same wind that is going to carry you right through and over every situation. And they shall run. Somebody tells you to keep running. And you're thinking, I don't have any strength left. I'm going to get weary and I'm going to fall. But not according to God's promise. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and shall not faint. He gives power to the faint. They that wait upon the Lord. I know what we mean by the word wait. In our English vocabulary, the word wait means to be patient. And there are many times in the scripture when that word is used. But right here, this word right here means to wrap yourself around. What God's saying is wrap yourself around me. So we're like this little thread. See how strong I am? It didn't take nothing to break that. We're the thread. It doesn't take too much to break us. But when you wrap it around something that is bigger and stronger than we are now. Yeah, thank you, Brother Spall. Sometimes we don't get wrapped enough. Thank you. And that's just like us wanting to come unwrapped. Come untangled. Now, you saw how easy it was for me to pull that thread, break that thread just now? Now break the thread, Pastor. They that wrap themselves around the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord. God just told us a while ago, stand still and wait. We want to go ahead, and we do. We think we've got the answers, or we think others have the answer. And we fail to wrap ourselves around that one that is so, the strong one of Israel. The Holy One of God. So I say to somebody today in the Holy Ghost, wrap yourself around the Lord Jesus this morning. Right now, start in your faith. Just wrap yourself around the Lord God. Wrap yourself around His Word and around His love. Take it right now. You don't have to wait for the prayer time. We're going to have one, but you don't have to wait for that. Just wrap yourself around. Just make up your mind. You don't have to make a public announcement, but if you make a covenant in your heart right now, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to wrap myself around His Word. If He said it, I believe it. If He said it could happen, I believe it could happen. He wants it. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall raise up a standard. It's a banner, is what it's talking about, a flag. In other words, where you are, God says, I'm going to come alongside of you, and I'm going to plant a flag. And that flag says to us, it's the United States of America. That flag identifies Christianity. What's on a flag identifies the identity of the nation and the citizen of that nation. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord, The name of the Lord is on that banner that he lifts up. And his blood is there too, and his word is there too. And when he plants that flag of his name, his blood, his love, his power, and his protection, God is saying, this one belongs to me. It's also saying, I'm close by. Because if God has to plant a flag where I am, that means he's close to where I am. I hadn't noticed this as much before, at least hadn't preached on it and studied on it, but the last two words, he lifts up the standard to identify, he lifts up the standard to protect, but that lifting of the standard says it's against whatever is coming against you. It's God saying, I'm after you, Spirit. You're not fighting the battle by alone. The Lord is with you. He has lifted up a standard, and he is chasing what has been chasing you. It doesn't matter if it's sickness, if it's despair, if it's distress, if it's physical threat, if it's emotional upheaval in your life. God said, I am against that. And if God be for us, who can be against us to be victorious? He is a victorious God. And it's that same writer said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you go through the rivers, somebody take this, it's yours, it's your verse. When I go through those waters, those rivers, those things that it feels like I am going to absolutely drown. You don't have to answer out loud and you don't even have to nod out loud. But I want to ask you rhetorically, you felt like you were drowning in these kind of situations. You feel like you're drowning trying to make the decisions and trying to deal with your emotions and the emotions of others. Feel like you're going to drown. But the promise is when you pass through those waters, I'm going to be with you. And when you go through those rivers, they shall not overflow you. It's not going to drown me is what we need to say. This isn't about positive mental attitude here. We need to quote the scripture. It will not overflow me. It will not drown me. This situation, young person, that you may have going on at school, it is not going to drown you. Family members, it is not going to drown you. I don't care how high the waves get. God said, I'm with you going through those rivers. I'm with you going through those waters, and it will not overflow you. And if you're walking through fire, the fire shall thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon you. It's not going to consume you like fire consumes everything. What you have lived for, what you have longed for, and what you have worked for is not going to be consumed. That you are going through is not going to be able to consume it. Because he said, when you walk through waters, and if you walk through fire, I am going to be with you. I will never leave you, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Savior. Praise God. I belong, you belong to him, and he is with you, and he will not forsake you, because he's the Lord. He's the Holy One of Israel. The next verse says, because you are precious in my sight. You are precious. I wish I could get to every one of you. I wish I could sit down with you and look you in the eyes. You are precious to God. You are precious to God. It doesn't matter how much you've done right or how much you've done wrong. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your living conditions right now. You are precious to God. You're precious. And thou hast been honorable. And I have loved you. And that's why he says then in verse 5, fear not, I am with you. Just a few more verses. Psalm 118. I called upon the Lord in distress. Word literally means a tight, narrow place. I felt like there was nowhere to turn. I called upon the Lord out of that place. You know, you don't have to be in church, and you know this already. It's just a reminder. You don't have to be in church to call on the Lord. You don't have to be singing a great song of joy and victory to call upon the Lord. It's when we're in those tight places, we feel less like calling on the Lord. Because we translate that to mean, I must be out of the will of God, that tight place, or I must not have enough faith, or else I would not be here. But that's not what the psalmist did. He said, I called on the Lord in distress, and the Lord set me in a large place. He meant place of freedom, a place of having some room to move around from that tight and narrow place. And then listen to this. In fact, some of us just ought to quote this out loud. The Lord is on my side. We need not fear to say that. In fact, it's going to be important that you say that in order to get the answer and the extreme faith that God wants to give you. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? I will not fear. The Lord takes my part with them that help me. I've got some friends that are helping me through this, but the psalmist was saying, I'm dependent on the Lord, and I am going to depend on these friends as long as they're dependent on the Lord. It matters who you depend on. Get some associates and some friends that also depend on the Lord, or else you may hear some advice that is against what God has given to you. But the Lord is on my side. So I will not fear what man can do to me. The Lord takes my part with them that help me. The Lord is with me. It is better to trust to the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And then in 10 and 11, he talks about how he's compassed about. And in verse 12, he talks being compassed about as though it was being compassed about by bees. In other words, a lot of energy, a lot of sting, like bees go to a honeycomb. He said, I feel like I'm battling a whole slew of bees. And I feel like my fire of my life is going to be quenched out. But I want to go back to verse 11. When they compass you, he says, but in the name of the Lord. But in the name of the Lord. But in the name of the Lord. The name that we honor. The name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. And there's a turn in the language there. It's not, and God will destroy them. But I will destroy them. Because I'm trusting in the name of the Lord. The power is already here. The power of God and the help of God and the faith of God is already here. But we must stop taking our hands off of it and just standing by and letting God do all the work. He could do all the work, but his name is going to help us. But we've got to say, I'm going to destroy them in the name of the Lord. Not by might, not by my own power, but by the power of the Lord. Would you stand together with me, please? Whatever it is, whatever it is that you are going through, I want to read a final set of verses that is your hope and your restoration answer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Hallelujah. The Lord is. There's nothing that can penetrate that shield. In fact, while I'm reading this, if somebody wants to start coming, that's all right. I hadn't planned this, but if you want to start coming in obedience to the Word of God, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart gladly and greatly rejoices. And with my song, and you can begin to join those that you want to help them to pray and come alongside of them, be some of those helps. With my song, I will praise Him. Hallelujah. The songs that we are going to sing right now, we're going to use those to praise the Lord. This altar is open for any kind of a need that you have. It doesn't matter. Ones I've mentioned or others. The Lord's your strength. He can literally fill your life and your heart with joy. You can trust Him. He is your strength and He is your shield. The Lord is your protector and He will give you victory. He will carry you like a shepherd. One of these verses says he will lift them up or carry them in his arms forever. You can begin to pray, but I feel like there's also a word for someone else. You are right in the fold of his arms. He has you enfolded. He said, I'm going to carry you there forever. So you are not by yourself and you are not alone. You are in the arms. We've sung about it for years, the everlasting arms of God. You are in the arms of the shepherd. Hallelujah. When you stand in that courtroom, you are in the arms of the shepherd. When there is an attack at the place of employment, when there is weariness and distress because of taxing responsibilities, you are in the arms of the shepherd. And he said, I'm going to lift them up forever. I'm going to carry them in my arms forever, forever, forever. That's it, church. Thank you, and continue to be sensitive to what God wants to do in the needs of others. You go ahead and be led by the Holy Ghost. And as he moves you to pray with or for somebody else, or if he encourages you to ask somebody for their help and for prayer, I beg you, please respond to God right now. Please respond, Lord. You're helping us today. You're our strength. You're our protection. You're our blessing, oh God. You're exactly what we need. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Lord. Yes, you are.